Quality Doors Harvest.
Hey, Andrew?
Yes.
Hey, Andrew, it's John with Local Splash. I was following up
with you. Oh, what's
up,
buddy? Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good, man. Sorry about yesterday, dude. I got crazy busy. We dropped the call, and I had another call come in, and another call come in, and then I showed up with customers, and just busy the rest of the day.
I understand. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so, you know, I run into those things. Sometimes you got to play phone tag, get things done, but we get them
done.
That's
right.
You know?
All right, so you sent me a text. Yeah,
yes.
$249 for the platinum package. Is that forever or a limited time or?
No, I would lock you in at that rate month to month, and we'll send that to you in writing in your service agreement.
Okay, and then we're going to get me back on Google and do a web page and top page of Google searches when people search for garage door stuff and all that stuff, right?
Correct. Yeah, you're getting all the bells and whistles in that platinum package, and then we're building you a custom website design. I actually sent you an example of those, too, so you can see.
Okay. Yeah, I took a look at stuff last night when I had some downtime and checked it all out.
Yeah, it's a good deal. The goal here, that what I want to do is get your foot in the door as low as rate as I possibly can, and then obviously with the return on investment that you yield, it should put us in position to work together long term. That's really
okay.
My goal. I'm looking for somebody I could work with for a long time. I don't want to have to find a new guy every month, you know?
Uh-huh. Now y'all are called Local Splash. Are y'all in the Jacksonville market, or are y'all...
We do this all over the country, but we're actually right next to Google. I think I sent you, like, the link to our company, so you can see, like,
okay.
Our building is right next to Google here in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, man, I need to get back on Google and get everything going, so I'm ready to proceed.
All right, so I'm going to create your – oh, sorry, go ahead. What was that?
I was going to say $249 seems reasonable. I can deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, normally the platinum package is $599, you know? And it's worth every penny of that with what it yields in return. So like I said, I really put that together as trying to put us, you know, in position to work together long term, or maybe like a couple months down the line, you know, if you hire some guys or you want to expand, we could do a bigger thing like Google Ads or Google Guarantee, you know.
Okay. Now I've seen something, I think I saw it on the platinum, it gets Facebook ads with that?
Yep. Yeah, $100 of the $249 actually goes straight into Facebook advertising.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, man, I'm ready to proceed then, man. I need to get this going the other direction as weird as the economy's been lately.
Yeah, I mean, there's no better way to do it than this. I mean, it's going to keep you right in front of people at the moment that they're looking for the help. So it's like, if I'm trapped in the garage, my phone still works.
yeah, exactly.
All right, cool. So I'm going to create your Google business profile.
Uh-huh.
On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yeah, the 904-588-4817. That's right.
Yep. Okay, and then what's your last name, Andrew?
Snavely. S is in Sam. N-A. V is in Victor. L-E-Y.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your business email where I could send everything in writing and the invoice receipt?
Quality Door Service 904. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, make sure this comes back valid. Okay, perfect. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but they're going to do an advanced verification. It just adds a lot of credibility to the business. They'll put like a little shield and a check mark on your Google business profile, let the customers know that you're a trusted contractor. But what's the street address that I could send the PIN verification letter to?
To my house, 755 Plaza, Atlantic Beach, Florida.
Beach. Okay, I got it.
And it's
32233. Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
All right. Perfect.
I was waiting for you to type, because I know it takes a minute to type, so I was holding on.
Yeah, I'm lucky, though, because all this is hooked up to the Google Maps, so usually once I start punching it in, it, like, gives me the other half of it.
Oh, yeah. And that's my business address through everything I have, too, so it pops up that way.
Okay, I was going to ask you, did you want me to hide it or leave it displayed?
No, hide it because it is my house. It's not an address I want people to come to.
Yeah, okay, I'll hide it. And then it'll still say city, state, and zip on the listing, but... pinpoint will be vague and it won't have the street address.
Yeah, yeah, it'll just be general Atlantic Beach, not my exact house.
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it'll still put, there's always like a little red dot on the map that kind of pinpoints where you are. But what they do when I hide the address, it'll put it like maybe near like your closest cross street or something like that rather than actually at the home.
Yeah, that's all good.
My turn to you. Okay. And then, do you have a logo developed already?
No, I don't. I do not. I've never done anything with it. I actually, and maybe y'all can help me out with this. I want to change the business name.
Yeah. Well, I
don't
want to do that now. Do you already know what you want to change it to?
Yeah, I actually just want to add garage into it because it's quality door service. So I want it to be quality garage door services. I don't even know how to do it. I took this business over from my uncle a couple years ago, and I'm still kind of learning the whole business aspect of it. I can fix garage doors like anybody's business, but the business aspect is very confusing to me.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, if you do you have like an LLC already under quality door service or no?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Usually you want the LLC to match up with what's being displayed as like the business name, but you could do a DBA, so it could be like Quality Door Services doing business as Quality Garage Door Services.
Okay. I just got to figure out how to do that. I know it's about time to get it done because I'm tired of getting calls about doing sliding glass doors and interior doors and all this other jazz. Well,
yeah, well, so what you really want to do, Andrew, is just like let, you know, like obviously you register your LLC. You want to let them know, you know, like it's DBA Quality Garage Door Services. That way if you ever have to use your LLC, it'll still withhold anything that happens while you're operating under Quality Garage Door Services. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Because the LLC is covered because
protect you.
Yeah.
So that's all it really is. Now, if I create your Google business profile like this, that means that, you know, Google, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, everything online that we're accessing is going to get updated with the new name.
Okay.
So you're comfortable with that if I started out like that today? Quality garage?
Yeah, I mean,
services?
I think it's time to do it, and I just got to figure out how to get it done, be done legally.
Yeah. Well, this is just a digital, you know what I mean? And then it's not illegal to, you know, DBA and have people start contacting you about it. It's just more so, you know, for like an LLC situation or where you're pulling insurance, you want to make sure the name's matching up. Same thing with like your write-offs for the business. Like when we send you the receipts, you want to make sure that all matches up with how you're doing business so that way you can actually, you know, write it off and get those benefits.
Okay, so I just got to get on the internet and research how to do a DBA.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. I mean, you should have a lot of the paperwork already, so it's literally just notifying every all the paperwork, even your insurance that you have. Hey, I'm doing business as Quality Garage Door Service as of today or as of yesterday, and just let them know that. And so they'll just simply put DBA. It's not like you have to get fancy paperwork to do it. You know,
oh, you don't have to register with your state or anything like that?
No. It's just telling them, hey, I'm doing business as this name. So we're not, like, completely not operating as Quality Door Services anymore. We still are, but now when you see us online or when you see our truck or when you see anything that we have, it's going to be under Quality Garage Door Services doing business.
You know, thinking about it, I might need to hold off for a little bit because my truck says Quality Door Service and I'm not going to run out and get it labeled again. I still got business cards that I'm using, so let me hold off for a little bit until I get into a better place to be able to run out and do all that stuff again because it has been a little slow lately and I don't need to run out and spend $2,000 having my truck re-stickers and all that kind of jazz, you know?
Right. Well, just let us know. I mean, if you want to make a change like that, it's not that difficult. You know, it's really just matter of getting us, let us know, and then we do the directory submission. I'm going to send you an email address for you to send over photos to us. Any like before and after shots that you want to use, like the side of the truck like you have there, things that'll just help people identify that it's you when you show up to their residence. That'd be
good.
That's
for the web page. I don't actually want to sell anything or even set appointments on my web page. I'm down to have one, but it's really just like a hood ornament. It's there just because.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, I gotcha. There's sometimes guys are like, oh, I just want a call button, and we could do it that way too, but you know, website's a good tool when you run into visual people. Sometimes there's guys out there where if they can't see a site or something or get an idea on who they're inviting to their home, they don't really call you, you know? So we just want to cover all credibility factors and give people peace of mind. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Your industry, it's kind of like the locksmith industry where, and HVAC, they always have a hard time because it's like, man, I'm giving this guy access to my home. He knows how to unlock stuff.
he knows
how to get
all the
in.
Time, once I leave there, I don't know how to get in any more than you do or a burglar does. I get people who are all weirded out about programming their keyless entry with a pen, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, look, man, I got a bunch of shit of my own. I don't need your shit, too.
Yeah, I got better things than you.
I got a whole garage full of my own shit. I don't need your shit.
Yeah, but the Google thing just adds a lot of credibility for those paranoid people, you know, because it's like, okay, this guy is actually traceable back to, so obviously I know he's not going to do something stupid. It's kind of like when you register a gun. It's like, okay, I know this guy's registering his gun. Obviously he's not going to go commit crime with a registered weapon, right? So it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Same kind of concept.
Okay.
All right, and then I sent you the email address. We're going to help you develop a logo. Okay, we'll send some recommendations and
okay.
We want to brand you and make sure you have something that says, you know, quality door service on it and that you can keep. So I'll get you down with a graphic designer. What's a good time that we could do like a client interview and interview you on the business, like go over all the services you provide, service area you cover, and get started on the website?
Oh, let's see. What I got going on Monday? I got to take the kids to the dentist. It's probably like Tuesday afternoon to early evening, something like that.
Ooh, I was even thinking today. We can't do anything today?
I've got appointments until 4, and then I've got a doctor's appointment and a gym thing I got to take care of today, too. So I'm unless it's late evening, I'm wound up until
what about
probably
like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I could probably do something like that.
Okay, I'm going to set it tentatively for 6 and 7. I'll send you a text about 5 o'clock just to remind you. If anything pops up or changes in your schedule, let me know. I'm a dad, too, so I get it.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good then. Anything else for today, or are we good until we get going a little farther?
I just got to secure the first month's payment, and then we're good to go.
All right, hold on. I'm assuming credit card is fine.
Yeah, you could do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex, and then I'm going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement while I have you on the line with me here.
Okay, all right, so it is 4767.
4767.
5460.
5460.
1084.
1084.
8097.
8097. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
What's that?
The expiration date, month, and year?
325.
325, and then three-digit code on the back.
226.
226. Okay, and I know you're probably trying to get on the road here. That's why you're saying, like, hey, what else do I got to do?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I need like 60 seconds. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification just as an added form of protection for you, okay?
All right.
So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Quality Door Service, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Andrew Snavely, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Andrew, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time? Okay, so that's 24 to 48 hours. There is a tracking system, so if, like, you're missing calls, you could always go and recover their information. We're going to send you the login to that. also help you like request new reviews from customers. And there's like a YouTube video to show you how to use it. And if you ever need help, you can call in. But just try to call them back, you know, as much as you can. We don't want you missing out on opportunities. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently using. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything online, try to double check that it's not conflicting with anything we're already doing for you. We don't want you paying for something you already have or, like, duplicating any of the listings that'll cause a discrepancy.
Yeah, I'm not going to add anything else. I really don't like even doing this stuff, but I know it's kind of necessary.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, too. You know, I mean, obviously, I would say, like, 95% of the people that we work with, you know, obviously, you're a small business owner, I should say. They're small business owners. So they're not really, you know, they don't have the time to focus on getting online and doing these kind of things. You guys are out in the field actually doing the work rather than if it's a big company, then they could do this kind of stuff. So
yeah, they got somebody dedicated to it.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here to make your life easier. I mean, anytime, you know, anything that has to do with online, we'll do all the legwork on. But as far as setting a lot of the things up, we're going to pick your brain on it. You know, we want to make sure we're representing you properly and, you know,
okay.
Look how you want it to look. So we'll be in touch. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up because there is a little setup period there the first month getting the website.
I'll tell you what, your price is a lot better than Yelp, so you'll be getting me for a little while at least.
Yelp is a directory we give you for free, actually. That's the funny thing.
And, you know, they were charging me $500 a month with all pay-per-click or whatever crap. And here's the funniest thing. Here's the month and a half I used them, I started asking everybody where they heard of me at, and not one person said Yelp.
Yeah. I don't usually use Yelp unless I'm looking for, like, bad reviews. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or if I'm, like, getting on an airliner and I want to hear, like, all the bad stuff or see a bunch of pictures, or if I'm going to a restaurant and I want, like, photos instead of just a menu, then I'll go to Yelp. But I don't really use it for anything else other than that. They kind of blackmail some of my clients. I had to call them up, and they're like, oh, we'll post your negative reviews, but if he wants us to post the good ones or remove the bad ones, he's got to pay us. I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, so they're just, like, making people look bad, and then it's like you got to pay us to look good. It's weird.
I'm fighting them right now because after I canceled, they tried to charge me $190 more. And I'm like, no, man, I canceled with you.
Yeah, no. I'm not a big fan of them. It's just a directory we give to our guys, so it's like, okay, you have everything under one roof. You don't have to worry about disputing things like that with them yourself or, you know what I mean?
Well, my question with them was, like, how do I know you're just not going on there and clicking? I mean, if I was your company and I wanted to get paid and I brought a new customer on, all you got to do is go on there and click, and you can run my bill up crazy.
That's why I tell my guys.
Well, we wouldn't do that.
I'm never a fan of pay-per-click and pay-per-lead services because it's like sometimes they send you a number, and then they'll charge you like $50, and then you call the number and it doesn't go anywhere. It's like, why, you know, how can I even verify that there was actually a person there? So that's the cool thing about
I'm sorry. My uncle, when I took over, the company was using Thumbtack, and that was a big thing for me with Thumbtack is, like, you don't even have complete information to bid on the job, yet if I even contact them, I'm going to be charged just to find out what exactly they're talking about. And I was like, this is stupid, dude. This is dumb.
I like Thumbtack more than Yelp, but still, they're both pay-per-lead services, pay-per-click services. The only pay-per-lead service I would ever do myself is that Google Guarantee program that just came out this year. And it's because we literally hand you the clients, like, with them on the line. Like, they try to call through, and then there's an answering service in-house, like a Google-certified rep. And we qualify them based on what you tell us is a qualified job. And then we call you with them on the line and, like, introduce you guys. And then you have to accept it before you get charged. So that's, like, the only one where I'm like, okay, you know, there's a live human being there. At least they're giving me a live person when I'm paying for it.
Yeah, you know you're talking to a real person, not just some bullshit that you're going to get charged over. That's what I told Anthony.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is stupid. You're going to charge me whether I get the job or not, if I'm talking to a real person or not. If I even contact them, you charge me. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, the good thing about this, too, that's what I was telling you, is like a couple of months of this, you're eligible for Google Guarantee. They already have enough background on you working with us. And then obviously, you know, you have to have a certain amount of reviews before you can actually enroll in Google Guarantee. They have a lot of requirements. Uh-huh. But all of our clients meet those requirements usually after by the end of the second month of using our services. So that's something that we could always advance you into if it's...
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
You know, this is just the starting point. But again, here, in this voice verification, I'm sorry. So it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 7th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249. However, I have you on a platinum package bundle. So I've included a custom website designed for you at no extra cost, and I've also waived the setup fee that's affiliated with the campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew every month on the seventh day, but you'll keep the discounted price of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business, but we do ask that you contact us before the next billing date so we can stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to process your payment. When this payment invalid account number. Uh-oh, what do we do here? I think we got a number wrong.
All right. Let's go back through. Let me get my card out to make sure.
Okay. I can't even see the card number to correct it, so it literally X'd it all out. It just says Visa.
All right, you ready for it?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
4767.
4767.
5460.
5460.
1084.
1084.
0897.
0897. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
March of 2025.
March 25, and then three-digit code on the back.
226.
226. Okay, update and encrypt. All right, then let me go back and try to process this again. When this clears, you're going to receive some automated messages. It'll say, like, Andrew, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice to the email on file. And it'll ask you to, like, click here to accept your subscription terms. And you'll have, like, a full outline of the agreement there. It's also going to ask you for a series of photos for Google Advanced Verification. Over the weekend, try to send as much of that in as you can. If you run into something and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that or I can't do that, that's fine. You know, I have guys sometimes they don't want to send in like photos of their license plate and things like that. But just try to do as much as you can. When you're working with us, they already kind of push through the regular verification, but the advanced verification is just more added credibility for the customers.
Take a picture of the side of my van, take a picture of myself, a couple of pairs, maybe an install or something.
Yeah, there's a list in there of like the recommended photos that they're going to want. So sometimes it's like send us an invoice or a picture of the workplace. And it's not always things that we're going to actually post on the Google Business Profile. It's just things that they tell the customer like, hey, this has been verified. We verified this. You know, he has this. He has this. You know, we don't have to give them your personal information. It's more like, okay, you send it to us, and then Google tells them, hey, we've got all this stuff. So he's legit. You're good.
Click on this link to accept the terms.
Yep, that's the first one. So this one's going to have the full outline of the agreement. So all the products and features in that platinum package, the discounted pricing structure of $249, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then at the bottom it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then you could see in there, like, the 100 goes directly into Facebook ads, and then the 149 is for the local bundle.
So I customized this.
I'll see it. Yeah. All right. A lot of the individual features I'm not really charging you for. So really what you're getting paid for is, like, all, or what you're paying for is literally what it takes to get it done. But like I said, this is more an investment on our end to develop a long-term business relationship with you. We might not make a lot of money in the beginning, but, you know, if we can get you, you know, show you we're making you money, then usually you don't have a problem, you know.
What kind of SMS stuff do y'all send out? It's not a bunch of junk, is it?
No. So it's like notifications like you're already receiving now. It's going to be relevant to your listing. Like, for example, the Facebook ads, when we're creating a post on your Facebook, we do bi-weekly posting on that. We actually will text you like an example of what the post looks like. And then you just got to reply like yes or no. And then if you give us a go ahead, then we go ahead and post it, you know. So that's why I was telling you, we do all the legwork on everything, but we still want your approval because we're representing your business at the end of the day. So the SMS just makes it more convenient to kind of communicate those things.
All right. So just type my name in, fine, huh? All right.
Yep. And there's a hard copy of this with your receipt and your email too. And then obviously, you know, marketing with Google is a business expense, so you'll be able to write it off when you do your taxes, so you'll get it back that way, too.
Oh, it took me to a login page. Do I need to do anything here right now?
No, don't worry about that. So at the end of your client interview, they're going to send you the username and password and a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. They'll also send you a link in an email for the downloadable app if you want to download it to your mobile device there. Right now, what I just want you to focus on is try to – obviously, I know you got the dentist, the kids, and all those other things. So just focus on you know, being available for that client interview between 6 and 7. And then, of course, they're sending that postcard to you in the mail to the 755 Plaza. When you get that, I need the five-digit number off the back of it. Like, don't even waste a second. Even if you get this texted in, that's totally fine. But I want to make sure we get that as soon as possible so we can go live with it.
Okay. All right. So where do I send the photos? This photos at localsplash.com?
Yep. And then moving forward, any additional photos, too, that you get that you want to you maybe have on Facebook or anywhere else, your Google business profile, Yelp, Yellow Pages on Bing, you know, you want to send them there. We already have your email, your number on file, so when you send them in, there's a ID system for your account. It'll let us know it's you.
Okay. All right. So Google Verify, that's putting all my pictures and stuff like that up. Where do I go to look at that?
What do you mean?
Like, where do I go to send the pictures? Do I have to go to a website somewhere? Or...
Okay, oh, so did you get the you got the action needed? You got the action needed SMS?
Let's see.
Where it says to get
the link.
Yeah, there's one that'll say like Local Splash Andrew, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further. You have that
one? Yeah, additional information.
There's, yeah, so if you click that link right there. URL.localsplash.com/Google. You got it open?
That's the one that I need to fill out and send pictures to and all that stuff.
Yeah, so you'll see there it says add file. Like it'll say like upload picture of tools and equipment which you use to carry out your work. And you just kind of hit add file. And then if you have them already in your device or if you pull this up on your PC, you could do it that way too. You just want to send in as many as you can. Like I said, if there's stuff that you don't want to do, like where it says, like, upload pictures of your work vehicle with license plate, you can cover, like, the numbers on your license plate. They just want to verify, like, state, make, and model of the vehicle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then it'll say, like, business license and insurance documentation if it's required by your state. Some states don't require certain licensing, but, you know, those are all things we want to make sure that you have.
Okay.
All right. And then if you run into any or any issues or if you need help, you could call me directly. I noticed some of the calls when you were calling in was like playing phone tag, and like you were calling me, but I was on a call, and then it would like try to forward you to customer service, and then it didn't get answered, or like you disconnected it. So there is a live operator always available to you if you dial that same number, but you hit extension 1. You'll see on all the emails and everything and text messages that that's there. A lot of times I'm in the sales department and I manage a lot of the employees here for the sales department. So I'm either like on call or dealing with those guys. Not saying that I won't be able to consistently help you moving forward. But if you need something done quickly and I'm not answering, hit that extension 1. You'll get a live operator every time.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your day, and then we'll circle back with you at 6 o'clock for your client interview, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.